Translators forward. History is written by the victors, a phrase uttered by many, hinting at a kernel of truth. And despite all of its shortcomings, this short sentence affords an interesting perspective on the book at hand. At first glance, Conquering Berlin appears as a clear attempt to write history from the winning side, claiming 7 years of political struggle in the German capital for the National Socialist Movement and its paramilitary organization, the Sturmabteilung, SA. Originally published in 1933, the year of the final National Socialist election victories, the book was written by an ambitious young staff member in the newly founded Reich Propaganda Ministry, who also appears as the author of a short Joseph Goebbels biography, published in the same year. The book would go on to become a moderate success, reaching its 8th edition in 1943. For many a contemporary observer, this should suffice to condemn the notion of Bade's novel as a pure propaganda piece, a mere cash-in on political victory, no longer of interest to the modern reader. But while Conquering Berlin is clearly associated with the politics of the propaganda ministry, it still offers a relevant view into the daily life of the interwar period in Germany, its colloquial ductus covering layers of meaning and insight, all but lost to modern historians. Bade's narrative exhibits a clear focus on the years of 1926 to 1930, the fighting years of the movement, when the NSDAP's success was still far from certain. This is particularly true for Berlin, a left-wing stronghold with one of the lowest electoral outcomes for the National Socialists in the entire Reich throughout the final years of the Weimar Republic. In this urban environment, dominated by hostile left-wing paramilitary groups and an establishment police force, provocative campaigns by the newly appointed Gauleiter, regional party leader, Joseph Goebbels, were bound to create not only attention, but friction as well. This friction would lead to a multitude of clashes between SA, other political paramilitaries, and the police, frequently claiming lives on all sides. Chronically underfunded, repeatedly outlawed, and under constant physical attacks by left-wing groups, the conquest of Berlin is portrayed as an arduous struggle by working-class or unemployed men for visibility, support of the local populace, and, most importantly, against violent crowds of communist thugs. This is in remarkable contrast to modern renditions, which tend to cast SA men as violent brutes, while giving their left-wing counterparts that unmistakable halo of the heroic revolutionary. Although its original German title, Die SA erobert Berlin, Einsatzbericht, The SA Conquers Berlin, a factual report, might suggest otherwise, Conquering Berlin is clearly a piece of historical fiction. It is highly unlikely that Bade himself took part in the street fights. While he did join the NSDAP in 1930, he was never a member of the SA, nor a particularly good fit for its target demographic of the unemployed, working class, and veterans, as Bade was working as a journalist after university studies in history and politics. However, it is entirely reasonable to assume that he had direct access to SA men with first-hand experience of SA activities during the late 1920s and early 1930s. In fact, many of the events recounted within this novel did take place, such as the incidents at the Lichterfeld train station, protest actions against All Quiet on the Western Front, or the various brawls in assembly halls. But while these occurrences are well documented in police reports and other documents, Conquering Berlin introduces the reader to a relatively unique perspective, generally favorable to the National Socialist and SA side of things. Considering this perspective is vital, as no truly objective sources on these events are widely available today, the degree to which hostile political and establishment sources can twist a narrative should be well known to the 21st century reader. As such, the only way we can try to approach an objective reading of history is by comparing multiple perspectives, both against each other and against our own experiences. Conquering Berlin offers the other end of the spectrum, a counterweight against mainstream historical and political narratives, helping us to sound the misty depths of the past. Perhaps history really is written by the victors. But as the short-lived German National Socialist experiment shows us, victory itself can be fleeting. Yesterday's victors may easily turn into tomorrow's vanquished. History can always be reconquered. Theodore Runin, March 2nd, 2021.